We got this DM from, we'll call her Hannah.
Hannah in quotes. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, let me just say, I feel like I've grown up listening to you two.
Aw.
Thank you for being a part of all my car rides to school, LOL.
Okay.
So I've got something interesting for you. I'm dealing with an office romance at my place of employment.
Mm.
Listen to your group therapy segments before. I know that this is a big no-no, LOL.
That's right, Hannah.
I should also say it's not for me.
Oh.
This is not me. I'm not involved in this, but I'm witnessing this firsthand.
Mm.
It's between two of my coworkers, and I'm not sure how to ignore it.
Okay.
First of all, one of them is married. So that's a big ick for me.
Okay.
Secondly, they're often hanging out so much and not getting their work done that I'm having to pick up their slack. And not only that, but they've asked me a couple of times to, quote, tell the boss we're at a client meeting when I know they're just fooling around. So my question is, how can I ignore this?
Mm-hmm.
They've always both been nice to me, but I'm not sure I like being caught in their little cheating game.
Mm.
I don't think they know that I know, but they're dumb if they think that they're being discreet, LOL. So give me some direction, Ben and Kelly. Thank you. Please call me Hannah.
Okay, Hannah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that is awkward. If they think they're being discreet, you know they're fooling around.
Uh-huh.
And they're asking for you to cover for them.
Yeah.
And you know it's not. Well, how do you know they're not seeing? They're not going to a client meeting. They could be talking about. They could be talking about clients. Together.
Sure. Yeah.
At a hotel
apparently
room.
They're not getting their work done either, yeah. And she's having to pick up the slack. Like, I trust Hannah's instincts on this. Like, she knows what's happening.
Is it because she complimented us? Is that why you're trusting her instincts?
No, it's because she's laid out lots of evidence.
Is it because she started with butter in the bread?
Listen.
You know what? I trust everything Hannah says. I think she is 100% correct, and they are dogs.
I think you know when people are hooking up office, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So I guess she's like, hey, how involved do I get?
Right.
And I mean, because it's one of those things where a lot of times our suggestion is just let it play out. It'll work itself out.
Like, but it's affecting her and having to pick up the slack and all the things. And she didn't mention if they have an HR department.
No, she didn't. And I could understand, especially, you know, she sounds like she's maybe younger, maybe than the other people or whatever. And she probably doesn't feel comfortable with going up and going, hey, I know you two are a thing, so could you cut it out and leave me to my work? Because
I'm going to need some extra cash at the end of the week to keep quiet.
Are you saying blackmailing them?
Yeah. Listen, if you're going to keep your dirty little secret and make me pick up the slack on your work, it's going to mean a couple extra big ones just at the end of the week.
So
some extra bills.
Perhaps leave an envelope. An envelope with a piece of paper.
If you don't want me to out you to the boss, put cash in this envelope.
A piece of paper. That's the message is typed out so they can't see your thing and say, I know who you are and I know what you're doing. Now, it would be awkward if it's an office full of three people or four, and it's either you or, like, you know, one other person.
Yeah, how big is the office? You didn't tell us that either.
Right. Is it? Obviously, you think it's obvious, and that's why you're coming here. So.
Well, and she didn't mention, like, how many other coworkers and if they might know, or sounds like it's just directly affecting her because she's having to step in and finish work that's not getting done by these two yahoos, you know.
Right.
So what do we do here? What's the best way to handle it? What's the protocol?
No, let's not blackmail. I mean,
no, we don't blackmail.
It would be nice to suggest that
because we had the wallet to get paid for the extra work you're doing.
Yeah. And because that would be fun for us.
Yes. But don't do that
as a show.
Right.
So if you care as much about this show as you lead on, then you'll blackmail them.
No, we're not. No, they can't. No, we can't. We're taking that off the table. It's just being kidding. Anyway, we need to figure out a way. Do we approach one or both of them saying, listen, you got to stop.
All right. Here's what we need. We need someone who has witnessed such a thing at their office to chime in and say, all right, this is how I handle it. This is what I would suggest doing, or this is how I handle it. This is how I would not, what I would not suggest to do.
Well, Tony from St. Matthews is saying, snitch to the spouse, LOL, sit back and watch with popcorn.
Oh my gosh. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this and your story coming up. We got this message from our listener. We'll call her Hannah. She's pretty confident that some coworkers are hooking up. And
one is married.
Yeah, one is married.
Cheating involved.
Right. And
there's work not getting done. There's like a tell them we're at a client meeting, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and she's having to pick up the slack.
Yeah. And she's like, they're not discreet. I don't think they know that I know, but I'm sick of like picking up their slack. So what do I do?
Getting hard to ignore.
Yeah, exactly. Got a message
getting
from
salty about it.
Got a message from a listener. I work in tech sales, and I remember the first time I brought my real partner to a city I worked in, I confused the hotel staff. They had been sure I was married to my sales lady. All right.
The love physician said, Hannah, the first step is always the hardest one to take, but you've made the right decision to come to us with this situation.
Yes.
The best thing for you to do is to set your morals aside and let them know that you know and reap the rewards. It's not blackmail if they offer the incentives first. Say, listen, I know this is happening. What are you going to do to, you know, for me to stay quiet?
Yeah, I guess what's the next, what's the next
arrangement?
Yeah. What's the next step here? What's the next step? All right. Just first of all, know that I'm done.
Yep.
Picking up your slack. All right.
How do we keep me happy in this situation?
let's focus on that.
Yep. Keep me happy. You stay happy.
Got another message from a listener. I travel a lot for work, predominantly with males. We meet in hotel restaurants for breakfast. We go out for suppers. We stay in the same hotel, but different rooms. My husband's cousin once saw me in her city. And I told her I was there, but then she followed me around 3 days, taking photos, sent them to my husband as proof I was cheating.
Oh, wow.
His response was literally, that's Jim, her coworker. They always eat breakfast together. It's what colleagues do on work trips.
Oh, that's such a nice husband. He's very understanding.
So these are a couple listeners that are like, hey, don't be so quick to judge that they are actually fooling around.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm taking from this.
Don't trust your gut on that, Hannah. Just turn a blind eye.
I mean,
keep doing their work when they're not getting it done because we're at these, quote, client meetings.
These client meetings.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth says stop covering for them.
Mm.
That could get you in trouble lying to your boss about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, maybe you want proof. So maybe you want to follow them one time when they go to a client meeting.
Or maybe you go to the boss after you finish something that was their work to do and just say, hey, I went ahead and finished this for such and such, you know, because they were at the client meeting.
And
just let it ride, see what happens.
So maybe, then the boss
maybe the
is
boss
like,
knew about the client meeting, maybe he didn't know about the client meeting, and maybe then they start launching their own investigation, and then you just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Where then the boss is like, hey, what client were you meeting with?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. All right. And then if the little coworkers are all like, Bob down the street. Bob down the street's really close to signing on with
us.
It's great. I'll let you know how that turns out.
He was really close. Really close. We're almost there.
Bob at the place down the street?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Hannah. I know that can be awkward and frustrating for you, especially if you're picking up their slack. They're at work, so.
Exactly. But maybe the next time you have to do that, just, you know, report to the boss and say, hey, I went ahead and took care of this for them because they were at the client meeting.
I do like that. Or I like Brad's suggestion and say, just go to them and say, hey, this is what I know. So
how do we make me happy?
How do we make me happy now? All right. Good luck. Keep us posted.